あの変なことして本当にすみません。
どんなこと？
いや、あのちょっと言えないんですけど。Welcome to
Learn Japanese Pod
with me, Alex, and
Asuka.
Hey, Asuka, how's it going?
It's going good. I'm a little bit under the weather.
Really? Are you ちょっと風邪気味ですか？
ちょっと風邪気味です。
どうした？大丈夫ですか？
大丈夫だけど咳が出てる。
ああ、大変。私も最近ですね。あのなんていう日本語で bronchitis。難しいね。
気管支炎。
気管支炎、そう、気管支炎引きました、ありました、なんていうかな、
気管支炎になった、
気管支炎になった。 So I got bronchitis. Now I finally recovered. I'm feeling good now. Anyway, I hope you don't feel too bad.
Hopefully not.
体お大事に。
ありがとう。
So, Asuka, I'd just like to say 本当にすみません。
どうして？
なんとなく。Because today, we're going to do a podcast about apologizing in Japanese andHey, this is probably the most important Japanese language learning podcast you're ever going to hear、mm-hmm. in your life, because
Japanese people, you have to learn how to apologize. That's sort of like, it wasn't your fault, apologize. And if it's your fault, of course you have to apologize.
Right, right, yeah, exactly. That's the rule. If it was your fault, apologize. If it wasn't your fault, apologize. It's kind of a bit like the British. I'm terribly sorry for the terrible weather.
It's kind of, so not your fault, but...
It's so not your fault, but
hey. But that's the culture.
So today we're going to reveal to you how to apologize correctly in Japanese. It's quite complicated, right?
Right. There's a lot to learn. So we're going to give you a little tip. So you know at least three ways to apologize. You'll be pretty golden in Japan.
So basically, the three ways you should...learn how to apologize are, first one is
sumimasen.
Sumimasen, just a general catch-all, I'm sorry or excuse me. Next one is
gomennasai.
Gomennasai. We'll go into a bit more detail about that in a moment, but it's a bit more, what would you say? Not necessarily casual.
I would say it's really to say sorry.
Yeah. It's a heartfelt apology. And the last way is
失礼しました。
So let's start off with the first one, which isすみません。
すみません。
Or sometimes すいません。
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 You might hear people going すいません, but it's actually a little bit of an abbreviation in the enunciation of すみません. It's a little bit more enunciated versus the one, you know, Japanese people are actually very, I wouldn't say lazy, but they love to abbreviate things.
Well, they have colloquial pronunciations of it. Yeah, you should definitely like use the proper pronunciationThe proper pronunciation, which is sumimasen.
Sumimasen.
So this is used as a polite apology to someone you've inconvenienced.
Right.
So Asuka, give us an example of sumimasen.
遅れてしまってすみません。
遅れてしまってすみません。So
this means sorry for being late.
That's a really useful one. And by the way, don't be late.
Yes.
Asuka-san, あの変なことして本当にすみません。
どんなこと？
いや、あの、ちょっと言えないんですけど。
So, Alex just said, Asuka-san, 変なことしてしまってすみません。So, he's basically apologized for doing something weird.
Weird.
And I wasn't clear on what kind of weird things he's done, so I asked him, what did you do?
I said, I can't tell you. It's a secret. Let's move on to the next one. So, sumimasen can also be used to say, excuse me.
So, you're in a restaurant.You're asking, you want to get the attention of the waiter, you go, sumimasen, menu お願いします。
Sumimasen, menu お願いします。So that's super useful. You can also say menu お願いします or menu お願いします。Sumimasen, menu お願いします。
Yeah.
And then they completely ignore me. I go like super invisible, say, sumimasen, sumimasen, and then everyone looks around and like, oh, urusai gaijin, noisy foreigner. It's really bad.
So there's another one which will be very useful if you're roaming around Japan. Sumimasen, eki wa doko desu ka?
That's a really good one, yeah. Sumimasen, eki wa doko desu ka? So excuse me, where's the station? That's pretty good.
Sort of the same way that you're using, you know, for the menu. So you're basically asking for attention. So it's used in the sense of excuse me.
Okay, that's a good one. Another one that is sometimes used, maybe not as commonly, is you say excuse me in the context of someone gives you something. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like...
Right, so this is not sorry or apologizing, but you're actually saying, oh, thank you so much for your thoughtfulness, or thank you for taking the time to do something. So somebody opens a door for you, you'd say, ah, すいません. Mm. And then, you know, or somebody gives you a seat, you can say arigato, but, you know, more than arigato, I think a lot of the time in that kind of situation, it's すみません.
That's a really good one, yeah. So someone gives, like, maybe, you know, a pregnant lady mm-hmm. or an older person a seat, you'd say すみません.
すみません.
Another one I've heard is maybe the waiter gives mm-hmm. you, serves you food. Right. They say どうぞ, here you go, and you say すみません、いただきます. Which is, I've heard that a couple of times. Yeah. It's not so common, but you sometimes say it.
There's a couple ways of saying this. You don't really say arigato. Arigato is not used to people who provide services. Right. It's actually kind of, you would use, ah, すみません. Or you would do a little light bow for recognition. So it's a little bit more of a different usage. But if somebody gives you something and... You know, it was a very thoughtful thing. So you can say arigato, but you can, ah, すみません, わざわざ. You know, like, thank you so much for thinking and doing it, oh, you know, beyond what you had to do. So there's that expression where すみません is used. So すみません is tricky in terms of there are, you know, different ways of using it. But I think it's a really cool word for you to be able to know.
Asuka-san, iroiro tasukete kuremashita. Dozo, bara desu.
すみません, Alex.
So I said, hey, Asuka, you really helped me out. Here are some roses. And she's like, oh, you shouldn't have taken the trouble to do that for me. Cool. So that's すみません. Use that. It's probably one of the most common ways to say excuse me or sorry,
right? Yeah, because it's used in so many contexts, so you can't go wrong. So it's kind of like an almighty, you know, polite way of apologizing, saying thank you, saying excuse me. So definitely remember すみません.
Okay, now let's go straight on to the next one, which is ごめんなさい. So my question to you, right. Asuka, is ごめんなさい と すみません, どう違いますか? What's the difference between ごめんなさい?
Is strictly an apology.
Right, okay.
You're apologizing and saying, I'm sorry. So there's no excuse me, there's no, oh, thank you for the trouble. There's none of that. It's just straightforward, I'm sorry. So one thing that you have to know that when you say ごめんなさい, it's not very formal. So it's more of a common between people who are, you know, your casual relationships, friends, family, you can say ごめんなさい. If you're a business partner, business client relationship, you're a store owner, you know, anything that you have to use polite languages or keigo, ごめんなさい is probably not something you want to, yeah, it's too
doesn't
casual.
Cut it. Yeah. Doesn't cut it, yeah. Just one extra note. You can say ごめんなさい, or a more casual way is also ごめんね, or just ごめん.
Alex, ごめんね?
Yeah, 大丈夫, 心配しないで. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's totally cool.
Or you can go ごめん, Alex.
Yeah, 許さない, やっぱり.
So that would be more of a, like a couple's talk.
Yeah.
Friends so, talk,
kind
family
of boyfriend
talk.
Often.
Yeah, you know, so very casual. ごめんなさい is formal. Not so formal in terms of the totem pole of formality, but within that, you know, compared to ごめん or ごめんね, it's a little bit more
casual.
Full. Yeah.
So let's take it up a notch to one of the most polite ways to apologize, and that is...
申し訳ございません.
申し訳ございません. So, this is used... you know, it's good to know this and good to learn it so you can say it, but I think...
More than saying it, I think you might hear it more often.
Exactly, you know, so if you're a tourist in Japan, you should definitely know this to the extent that you're going to hear it a lot.
Yeah, so you're not going to be like, oh, what the hell is this person saying?
Yeah, so remember, like, sometimes it can be a bit hard when you're shopping in Japan, you have basic Japanese skills. It might be hard to understand the stuff because they're speaking in keigo or the respect language. So one of them you should definitely learn straight off the bat is 大変申し訳ございません, or 申し訳ございません. It literally means there is no excuse, because the Japanese tend to be very hard on themselves.
Right.
As we mentioned,
I'm terribly sorry.
I'm terribly sorry, yeah.
Do the Brits do that too?
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry. I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
It is my fault.
I'm terribly sorry. I seem to have served the breakfast tea at tiffin time. If you know what that means, you're
no.
more English than I am. Hey, so moshiwake gozaimasen, and you're going to hear that in shops. So mm-hmm. like maybe you're looking for an item that you want, but they don't currently stock it. They'll say moshiwake gozaimasen. I'm terribly sorry.
Moshiwake gozaimasen.
One of the most common ways I've actually heard it is probably moshiwake gozaimasen ga genzai sono shouhin no toriatsukai wa gozaimasen. So that basically means I'm sorry, we don't currently stock that item.
And they're being super formal. So yeah. Say you go into a store and you're looking for a size M and you ask them and they go, ah, moshiwake gozaimasen, kono size kiretemasu. They don't have your, so you know that's a no. And they might be smiling and bowing a lot and saying, moshiwake gozaimasen means, you know, they're apologizing. They can't accommodate you.
So basically, you know, you should at least learn this to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not going to be using it yourself so much unless you inconvenience someone
right.
of a higher social status than yourself, but you know.
And say now you want to go a little bit more above the regular tourist level and you want to call a company or inquire some, you know, ticket situation and you can say, お忙しいところ大変申し訳ございません.
So I'm really sorry to trouble you
during your very busy time.
Yeah. So you know, I'm terribly sorry to trouble you now. I know you're very busy. Bit of a mouthful in English, but yeah.
お忙しいところ大変申し訳ございません.
That might be something you would use or you would hear. And then another one is say you're waiting in line and they haven't gotten you to the seat and they told you 15 minutes, but it's been 30 minutes and you're a little bit upset.
お待たせしてしまって 本当に申し訳ございません.
So I'm sorry for making you wait. There really is no excuse. So 申し訳ございません. Just a little note. I have heard people, like technically, you're supposed to say 申し訳ございません. But I have heard people on the street say 申し訳ありません or 申し訳ないんです. Those technically are not technically grammatically correct, but you do hear people sometimes say them. But the really, really correct Japanese is
申し訳ございません would be the most formal way of apologizing.
Okay, so let's finish up on the last way to apologize or to express how someone else is being rude, and that is
失礼ね。失礼ね.
It's like, oh, you're a rude one, you are. 失礼ね. How rude. How dare you, madam?
Or if you're a guy, make sure you make it more masculine.
You say like, 失礼な。失礼な。 悪いですね. 悪いね. 失礼. So, 失礼. So basically, really, really, really common one I hear all the time is 失礼します. When is 失礼します used?
When you enter a room, say like a Japanese tea room, Japanese restaurant, when you enter a business facility of your client, or when you're entering somebody's home that's not your friend or your family member.
So it's kind of entering a room.
Right.
Now, how do you use it when you leave a room?
失礼しました。失礼しました.
So you actually change it to past tense, right? That's really interesting. So when you enter, it's 失礼します. But when you leave, it's 失礼しました.
So basically, the room that you're entering is considered holy. And you're coming into the room. You are leaving the room. So you're basically saying, you know, thank you for hosting. We part here.
And sorry, excuse me for leaving before you.
Right. So say you're working or you're together with a group and you have to leave early. You can't say, bye-bye, is very casual and informal. Normally in adult world, Japan, formality is sort of required to a certain level. And you would say, ah, お先に失礼します. That means I am excuse me first, and you are leaving that group or
It's literally, I am leaving before you. Yes. That's what it really means. So, お先に失礼します. You can also just use it for a straight apology, like something like, I know, 大変失礼いたしました. Is a very formal way of saying, you know, I'm really sorry that I inconvenienced you there.
And the difference between, say, like 大変失礼いたしました, which is very formal, versus 申し訳ございません。
Yeah, what is the difference?
Let's do a little difference. 大変失礼しました is apparently the person who is apologizing is at fault.
Right.
And saying, I am so sorry for the error that I have caused. Moshi wake gozaimasen may not necessarily mean that it's your fault. Or that person apologizing it's your fault, but you are inconveniencing them.
So would it be right to say that moshi wake gozaimasen is like as a member of a group or as an employee of a company, our company has inconvenienced you?
I would more and say, Samu-san desu ka? 失礼いたしました。アレックスさんでしたね。
So you're so-and-so さん。Oh, no, I'm sorry, you're Alex.
Yes, so 失礼しました means I am apologizing for being so rude to you. Versus 申し訳ございません。It's like, アレックス、申し訳ございません。違いましたね。That would be, I'm so sorry, terribly sorry for inconvenience you for making a mistake. So now it's a different form. So that gets a little bit tricky, but it'd be really interesting to look into it.
Well, actually, you know what? I'll do a bit of research and write a bit more about that on the blog. By the way, this entire podcast will be transcribed.
Yeah.
And we'll have this. So visit learnjapanesepod.com. Let me just add one extra word that we should do, and that's 迷惑. So what's 迷惑?
迷惑 means to bother.
Yeah, you're bothering someone.
So let's give you an example. 近所迷惑 means you're bothering the neighbors.
And Japanese kids from an early age, one of the first things they're taught is like, don't bother the people around you. Don't bother the other kids. Don't kick sand in their eyes. Don't steal their toys. Don't be loud. You know, play together with everyone in a harmonious way. Mm-hmm. But so this is kind of like,You know, again, if you didn't translate this very well, again, this could just mean sorry, but you could say maybe...
ご迷惑をおかけしました。I'm sorry for bothering you.
I'm sorry for bothering you or having inconvenienced you. Or what's another way you could say, like, more polite than that?
ご迷惑をおかけして大変申し訳ございませんでした。
So that's like a really, really, really polite way of doing it. Do you think, like, you know...A corporation who committed financial fraud and they have the news conference and they're bowing.
皆様にご迷惑をおかけしました would be a pretty
common way to apologize.
Yeah. So broadcast groups, corporates, companies, you know, social organizations, that kind of stuff will say ご迷惑をおかけしました. Every time they have done something to wrong or bother, they will apologize by using that, but it doesn't mean I'm sorry. It just says I'm sorry for like
having inconvenienced you.
I have bothered you.
Yeah.
And then now you have to follow with an apology. ご迷惑をおかけしました。大変申し訳ございません。
So see, we're putting the both of them together. So so again, very very common when you see a scandal in Japan where the CEO is bowing and apologizing to the public, they tend to use that one. So just
I actually have a little fun way of incorporating all of it.
Go for it. Go.
すみません。大変ご迷惑をおかけして申し訳ございませんでした。では、失礼いたします。
That's brilliant. That's so brilliant. So, what I'll do is I'll transcribe that on the blog post and basically write out what that means. How, give me a situation where that could be used.
Any situation, actually. It's just double, triple polite.
Right.
すみません、アレックス。うちの子が、like my child, Alex, has caused so much trouble. I'm so sorry. And you entered that person's space and you're leaving. So, すみません、excuse me, Alex. 本当に ご迷惑をかけして申し訳ございませんでした。
I'm sorry for inconveniencing you.
では、失礼いたします。
Okay, I'm leaving now. So, use that. So just to recap, if you didn't learn anything today, just learn the three ones. すみません, which is just sorry or excuse me. Then there's
ごめんなさい,
which is just a straight apology. And finally, 失礼しました。And all the other ones too. So I'm gonna write about this in a bit more detail on the blog. So after you've listened to this podcast, go to Learn Japanese Pod and read the blog. We'll have a few more new words, some new vocabulary lists, and they'll all be related to apologizing. So, Asuka-san.
Hi.
I can't think of a good. すみません。
アレックス。
ごめんなさい。いいでよ。思い出さない。ごめんなさいね。すみません。失礼しました。There you go. I used it. Yes.
Yay.
Hey, so everyone, tune into learnjapanesepod.com. Check out the website. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Hey, Asuka, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Dallas.
I shall see you very soon.
And, okay.
And all you wonderful Learn Japanese Podders, we will be podcasting to some earbuds near you very soon.
All right.
じゃあ、またよろしくね。
またね。
バイバイ。バイバイ。